us all off, amen. And it does. But hope, you know, God bless you all. You're here. Amén. Dios bendiga a cada uno de ustedes. Esta mañana aquí están. A unos llegaron un poquito tarde por el cambio de la hora, porque pues los tira fuera de onda. Amén, hermanos. Y pues ahí estábamos, a lo mejor estábamos ahí como yo en la cama. Ah, no quiero levantarme. ¿Cómo, quién cambió la hora? ¿Por qué? Y como que eso tan una cosa tan pequeña que ya me está tumbando en la mañana, pensando en la mañana. Something so small is already making me all you know, like all depressed. It's like, I gotta get up. This is not right. It's only 6:15. I mean, before, now it's 7:15. You go through that little stage of sadness. Amen. And you're contemplating your life choices. I know. It's crazy, right? And that kind of goes in line with the message. Accept the unacceptable. Amen. Aceptar lo inaceptable. ¿Cómo? Aceptable. Amen. Porque a veces, hermanos, pues, tenemos que aceptar lo que está enfrente de nosotros. We got to accept the things that are in front of us. Amen. And sometimes those things are as minor, as small as a time change. And we're having difficulties with that change. We're wondering who came up with this crazy idea. You know, but it's the same thing every year. I don't hear us complaining when they fall back. We're all celebrating. That's the greatest idea ever. Genius. But it's that. It's kind of funny how we are, right? Una cosa, hermano, tenemos que aceptar lo que está enfrente de nosotros, lo que Dios nos ha puesto, lo que la vida está aquí dándonos ese momento. Esta mañana a la mota estabas ahí acostado y pensando, ay, ¿por qué están haciendo esto? ¿Por qué cambia la hora así? No, es una tontería. Porque aquí ahorita estamos perdiendo una hora. Pero cuando la cambian y cambian donde estamos ganando una hora, estamos, aleluya, no sé quién era esta persona, pero qué sabiduría tan profunda tenía ese hombre o mujer, no sé. Pero cuando nos conviene, ¿no, hermanos? When it's convenient for us, we take things differently, and it's the same system, but we behave differently depending on the circumstance. Amen. So we got to receive and accept what's unacceptable in our lives at the moment. Aceptar lo que no entendemos en ese momento, la dificultad o también la bendición. En lo bueno y en lo malo, amen, hermanos. A darle gloria a Dios. Amen. The class has already been dismissed. Just make sure. Okay. Praise the Lord. 1 Timothy 6:12. Primera de Timoteo 6:12, hermanos. Dios me los bendiga a todos esta mañana, hermanos, los visitantes, todos los que están aquí, hermanos, que Dios me los bendiga mucho. Amen. God bless everyone this morning, all the visitors, everyone here this morning. God bless you. Rejoice, amen. This is the house of the Lord. Amen, hermanos. Gózase y siéntese en casa. Esta es la casa de Dios. Y estamos aquí para servirlos y para dar un lugar donde puedan venir a gozarse con los que se gozan. Amen, hermanos. So, bienvenidos, amen. It says, fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold of eternal life, whereunto thou art also called and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. Fight the good fight. Amén, hermanos. Hemos sido llamados para eso, pero muchos de nosotros hemos hablado, hemos testificado a la gente que del camino de Dios. Le dimos a nuestros vecinos, hey, entrégate la vida a Dios porque es la mejor cosa. Pero como actamos a veces, enseñamos otra cosa, como que de veras. ¿Por qué te portas así? Te estoy escuchando y soy tu vecino y te estoy escuchando cómo le gritas a tu esposa. ¡Ay! O como estás ahí todo siempre renegando. ¿Ese es el camino que me quieres evitar? No, pues mejor me quedo donde estoy. So God wants us to be, we profess that we're in a good place with the things of God. We profess that God, and you tell your neighbors, you tell your coworkers, hey, you know what, give your life to Christ. It's the right way. It's the best way. And then you're a bad witness, a testimony to them. You have anger issues. You tell your neighbor, hey, come on, give your life to the Lord. It's the best road. And then he hears you screaming at your wife through the walls, like, that's what you're inviting me to? I think I'll stay on my side of the street. But you're not fighting the good fight. No estás peleando la buena batalla, hermanos. Se lleva trabajo. Amén, hermano. Si lleva un dispuesto de luchar. We gotta fight. Amén. This today's society, today's time, people aren't willing to fight for the right things. Hoy en día, hermano, la gente ya no quiere pelear para las cosas que tienen valor. El mundo ya está cambiando de pensamiento, hermanos. Ya las cosas ya no hay ese deseo de pelear por lo que es justo. Están cambiando las cosas. Pero en la iglesia debemos de no ser como el mundo, pero ser como Dios nos manda. So in the church, I mean, in the world, you know, this commonplace to be quitters and give up on what the righteous things are. They pull out prayer from school. They pull out all these different things, and everybody's accepting all these different changes, and there's no fight left in us. In society, outside of these walls, outside of this place, this temple. But we, the church, have to fight the good fight. We have to hold on to the truth. Tenemos que mantener la verdad, hermanos, y no estar allí después de movernos con lo que está pasando ahí afuera de las cosas de Dios, pero seguir las cosas de Dios, mantenernos en la palabra de Dios, en la voluntad de Dios, pelear la buena batalla. Es ser ejemplo para los que no están ahí batallando, hermanos. Ser la luz que Dios quiere que hagamos en este mundo. Be the light that God has called us to be in this world. Because this world is full of a lot of darkness. Amén, hermanos. So be a good testimony. I give thee charge, verse 13, in the sight of God, who quickeneth all things, and before Christ Jesus, who before Pontius Pilate witnessed a good confession, that thou keep this commandment without spot, unrebukable, unto the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ. Mantenerte así, con un testimonio bueno. Con un testimonio que cuando ya se presenta a Cristo enfrente de nosotros, nos va a ver como hijos de Él. Que nos mantenimos en el testimonio, en llevando la cruz que Dios nos ha dado. Taking on that type of a testimony. I'm charging you. I'm telling you, do this. This is what God's telling, amen. The word of God's telling us. Nos está hablando Dios, hermano. Nos está diciendo, es lo que quiero de ustedes. No me miren a mí. No, ustedes, hermano, la palabra nos dice eso. I'm going to say it one more time. I give thee charge in the sight of God. No sé cómo se dice en español, right? Te mando delante de Dios. Ajá, me gusta más, mejor en español. Te mando. ¿Cuántos se acuerdan con tu mamá y tu papá? Te mando y estabas ahí. Pues Dios no está mandando algo esta mañana. Si no te gusta, hermano, habla con Dios, porque no viene de mis opiniones, es la palabra de Dios, amén. Y luego dice que da vida a todas las cosas y de Jesucristo que te dio testimonio de la buena profesión delante de Poncio Piloto. Hermano, cuando yo estaba allí enfrente de la gente que lo quería crucificar, el mismo juez que estaba en control de allí de Israel dijo: este hombre no tiene nada mal, no ha hecho nada mal. Allí de volado, voltamos ahí Mateo 27, 24, hermanos. Dice ahí: when Pilate saw that he could prevail nothing, but that rather a tumult was made, he took water and washed his hands before the multitude, saying, I am innocent of the blood of this just person, see ye to it. Él mismo estaba tratando de convencer a la gente, ¿por qué van a escoger a este hombre? No ha hecho nada mal. Tiene buen testimonio. El mundo reconocía eso. The world recognized this man that was in charge of the decision making and the judge. You could say in that moment he took the position of a judge, and the people were saying, crucify Jesus, crucify Jesus. And then they had another sin, a guy who had committed a crime. He says, well, why do you want to do this? Guy's good. The world saw him as good. The world has to see us as good. That's what God is charging us. Dios nos está mandando esto, hermanos, que seamos como Cristo. Que el mundo puede decir, ellos son buena gente, no han hecho nada mal. Es mucha responsabilidad, ¿no, hermanos? Porque de verdad vamos a estar ahí, pues yo no puedo ser así. No, sí puedes, hermanos. Si ya estás pensando que no se puede, pues no se va a poder. Esa es la actitud mal. Tenemos que levantarnos todos los días, hermanos, diciéndole a Dios, dame las fuerzas Yo no puedo, pero con la ayuda de ti, Dios, sí puedo. I can't do it, Lord, but with your help, I can. Amen. It'd be a beautiful thing to be in that moment in front of God saying, you know what, I don't find anything with you because you fought the good fight. You were valiant. You didn't give in. Amen, hermanos. Hallelujah. Ahí en Isaías 55, 11, hermanos. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in thy thing whereunto I sent it. Me gusta, hermanos, la palabra y otro ejemplo, hermanos, de siempre mantenernos en la roca, en el fundamento de Dios. Porque vamos a pasar por cosas, hermanos, que tienes que estar ahí consciente que Dios tiene un propósito. Y su palabra no va a volver vacía. His word's not going to come back void. There's value in his word. You got to be established on the rock. You got to be established on that rock, that foundation that's unmovable, unshakable. There's nothing going to move you and take you away from the hands of God. Amen. And so when you're going through things, and when you're going through that adversity, you have to remember that there's a purpose. God has a reason behind it. His word will not return void. It will not return empty. There's value. Now, my word might return void. I might tell Mano Carlos, I'll be there tomorrow, and I'm not there tomorrow because I'm a man. But God is not man. Amen. His word is solid. His word is consistent. His word will not leave us. Es una palabra sólida, hermano. No puede, se va a cumplir. Yo como hombre puedo decirle, hermano Carlos, mañana te miro ahí en la casa y no llego porque yo soy hombre, hermanos. Y eso no se puede esperar algo de un hombre. Debemos de ser honestos, correcto, pero cuando se habla de Dios, hermanos, él no es hombre para mentir. Y su palabra, hermanos, va a cumplir. Se va a cumplir, amén, hermanos. So, si voltamos ahí, hermanos, a Hebreos 13:5, if we turn to Hebrews 13:5, so we can know and believe that his word will be fulfilled. His word will be fulfilled. And this is one example of many examples of God and the promises of God. He says, let your conversation be without of covetousness, to be content with such things as ye have. For he hath said, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. Nunca los va a dejar, hermanos, ni no te desparará, desamparará, ni te dejaré. Es una promesa ahí, hermanos. Su palabra no va a volver vacía. Si dice que no los va a dejar, no los va a dejar. Nunca, dice, nunca los voy a dejar. I am never going to leave you nor forsake you. He will not do that. His word will not return void. It will fulfill itself. We have to be established on that foundation, on that truth, on that belief that God has not forsaken me, nor has he left me. So in the moment of despair, in the moment of sadness, in the moment of hurt, in the moment of fear, you got to go back to the word of God and say, you know what? Your word says you will not leave me nor forsake me. En esos momentos, hermanos, cuando estás ahí pasando por el problema, el miedo, la tristeza, lo que sea, hermanos, todo lo que te viene ahí en ese momento, tienes que estar ahí con ese pensamiento, Dios no me va a dejar. No me va a dejar. No tiene que ver cómo me siento en este momento. Lo que estoy pasando en este momento, Dios está conmigo. You got to hold on to that truth. You got to hold on to that and believe that, amen. Verse 6, it says, so that we may boldly say, and I like this part, because we forget this part. Because we, you know, it sounds good, he will never leave us nor forsake us, and we stop there. But now, so that you can say with confidence, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Dios es mi ayudador. Para poder decirlo con confianza, hermanos. I'm sorry, but I think we get too caught up in our emotions, in our feelings. And there's no, I'm sorry, I don't think we could justify it. I know, you know, we're human and we're this and that, but that we open the door to failure when we start talking like that. No lo podemos justificar, hermano, porque muchos, yo incluido en esto, justificamos nuestras caídas, nuestras falta de fe, hermanos, cuando estamos ahí con los sentimientos. Ah, no puedo, soy humano, me falló porque me sentía triste, pero ya sé, pero se te llevó un mes para revivir. Y si en ese mes Dios viene, hermanos, y te hay ahí faltando fe, ahí pensándola, estoy en el camino bien, ¿qué estoy haciendo aquí? Si estás tan fácil, si te mueves tan fácil, ¿sí? como dice ahí, como ahí con la el mar, hermano, ¿cómo se dice ahí? The wave. Las olas del mar, si te mueves tan fácil, hermanos, si nos movemos tan fácil, it's not acceptable. I think we have to hold ourselves to a higher level of accountability. If we continue to make excuses for ourselves, then we're never going to get better. There's always going to be a reason why you're not good enough for God. And that's not good. God is to the letter. God wants things done, and he's telling us exactly what he's going to do for us, and we're lacking faith. He said, so that you may boldly say, not after the fact, right there in the middle of it, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Él es mi ayudador, y no temer lo que el hombre va a hacer. Pero hermano, si estás allí en el medio de esa tempestad, preguntando y ahí murmurando, ¿no? ¿Qué es eso? What is that? Where do these verses, where do they live in your life? Do they just disappear in those moments? That's what's called the foundation. Because you just can't take a foundation outside of a house and then expect the house to stand. When the storm comes, it's got to be there all the time. El fundamento tiene que estar ahí siempre, hermanos. Cuando está ahí en una casa, no la puedes quitar. Y porque viene la tempestad, hermanos, y se va a caer. La tempestad, ahí está, el fundamento, hermanos, está ahí permanente, hermanos. La palabra de Dios. Esto ustedes es que es algo que tenemos que siempre ver y estar ahí consciente de esto y aplicarla cuando vienen los problemas contra nosotros. You got to apply the word of God in that moment. But if those things like poof disappear, something's wrong. Algo está mal, hermano, si esas cosas se te van en ese momento cuando está ahí el problema enfrente de ti. Se me volaron. Se me olvidó. Todo se algo está mal, hermanos. No, eso no está bien. We got to be honest with ourselves. Is that what God wants? Moses, he was told to speak to the rock. Moisés, hermano, le dijo a Dios, háblele a la piedra. Y él fastidiado le pegó, hermanos. Y por esa cosa tan pequeña no entró a la prometida tierra, hermanos. So Moses, I mean, he had a moment where he forgot the commandments of God, the word of God. And he was told, talk to the rock. And he said, speak to the rock. He said he struck it. And that little moment of frustration, he didn't enter into the promised land. That's a lot of weight. So God says to you, hey, boldly say. Remember, say it with confidence. He's with me. He will not leave me. He will not forsake me. Hallelujah. Gózase, hermanos. Gózase. It's the word of God. Amen. It's the foundation. I don't know if you're all feeling sad about it. I don't know what your problem is. But if you're feeling sad, that's maybe because you're not applying it. But you know what? There's some opportunity for growth. There's an opportunity for you to have a foundation that's real. Aquí está una oportunidad, hermanos. Si estás ahí triste porque te sientes como que te está arrepentiendo Dios, pues es un problema que tienes ahí ustedes mismos, hermanos. Pero gózate porque Dios está hablando en este momento. Porque si estás ahí wishy-washy, te estás ahí a medio frío, medio caliente, hermanos, pues eso no está bien. La palabra de Dios habla de eso. Si no estás constante en las cosas de Dios y Dios te está haciendo a ver esas cosas, pues gózate. Rejoice. Amen. It's better to find out now than later. Amen. It's this word, the word of life. Es vida, hermanos. La palabra es vida, hermanos. Y no mi opinión, pero la palabra nos está hablando esta mañana, hermanos. Y gracias a Dios por eso. Thank God for that. Amen, hermanos. Let's rejoice knowing that. Amen. Praise the Lord. And then now if we turn to Romans 8:28, ahí en Romanos 8:28, hermanos. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God. Amen, hermanos. All things. Todas las cosas, hermanos, son para nosotros bien. Todas las cosas. ¿Cómo, hermano, se me quebró el carro para venir para la iglesia? ¿Cómo, hermano, se me pasó esto? Y estamos allí pensando diferente como dice la palabra. So you know, you say, well, all things, right? And then you say, well, how can that be, brother? My car broke down, now I can't come to church. So how can that be a good thing? I don't know. I honestly don't know how to explain it for you, but I know that you need to go through it. But if you're already saying, if you're already questioning God, that's already exactly what the devil wants. It's going against. He wants you to be boldly say and understand that God will not forsake you, and all things are good. Amen. Todas las cosas están bien. Ahí dice otra vez. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God. Algo está haciendo ahí Dios, hermanos. Lo está formando, lo está quitando, lo está enseñando lo que tenemos todavía entre nosotros. ¿Cómo te portaste cuando se te quebró el carro? Estabas ahí dándole patadas a la llanta. Estaba un carro muroso. Oh, pues esa es la actitud. Ahí está el problema. Por eso se te quebró el carro, porque Dios te quiere enseñar que te falta paciencia. Y también unos zapatos nuevos, porque los sientes ahí cuando estás. I mean, if you're the kind, your reaction is your car breaks and you're only kicking the tire. You lousy car. Like, well, kind of maybe that's why it happened, so you can see your problem with your attitude. So God's doing something. It's good. God's showing us something. He's showing our true colors come out. Amen. I don't know how you react when something doesn't go your way, but it's probably not good, because we don't have a foundation on it. We don't have ourselves on that foundation, remembering that, you know what, I'm going to just take a breath here. I'm going to see what God's doing here. It would be a beautiful place, huh? Qué mundo tan lindo estuviera, hermanos, si la pensábamos antes, que estábamos ahí murmurando y gritando y ahí todos enojados. Si los ponemos a pensar, ¿qué estás haciendo aquí, Dios? ¿Qué me quieres enseñar aquí? Con una sonrisa, con un gozo. Ya sé que es una locura. Están diciendo, hermano, como. Pero las cosas de Dios, hermanos, el mundo lo mira como una locura. Nosotros no debemos de verla como una locura, hermanos. You know, it'd be different, right? You'd be like, oh man, my car broke down. Man, well, God's got something cooking here. And people would be like, that's crazy. You can't expect me to act like that, brother. It's not good. It's going to cost me $1,000, brother. What do you think of it? Must be saying, whoa, 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 I'm sorry. I'm sorry, excuse me. Okay, but God says to just know that it's got something good coming out of it. He's doing something there. But it shows you already that there's a problem there. Amen. Dios está trabajando, hermanos, siempre, hermanos. You got to put yourself on that foundation, knowing and trusting and believing, amen. And so it says, and we know that all things work together for the good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. Are you called to his purpose? Everybody say amen. Yes, sir, brother. Para eso sí están, ¿ah? ¿Eh? For those who are called to his purpose, are you called to his purpose? Because everybody wants to join in on that part. Well then, change your attitude. Fight the good fight. You can't have it both ways. No puedes tener de dos maneras. Porque todos quieren ser cristianos. Oh, no, eso me está hablando a mí. ¿Cómo dice? Su propósito. A su propósito son llamados. Amén. A lo que conforme a su propósito son llamados. Todos quieren decir, oh, yo soy llamado. Yo soy hijo de Dios. Todos quieren decir, todo el mundo quiere decir eso, hermanos. Todo alrededor, todo el mundo, todos dicen, yo soy hijo de Dios. Y pues que no, que pues sí, ¿cómo no? Todos queremos, pero Dios dice, ok, pues haga esto. Tienes que hacer esto. A eso has sido llamado para hacer esas cosas. Amén. And it says then, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn of many generations. So he knew his way before. Dios ya los conocía antes, hermanos. Antes que hubiéramos nacido, ya los conocía, hermanos. Gracias a Dios por eso, amén. Verse 30, moreover whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. Come on. If you're that person, he's done a lot for you already. Si eres esa persona, hermano, ya te ha hecho muchas cosas. Let's read it one more time in case you didn't understand. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, and I want to say that I've been predestinated. He knew me. I'm gonna grab a hold of that. I hope you can grab a hold of that too. Yo voy a decir que Dios me conoció antes y tenía un propósito para mí. Yo me voy a agarrar de eso, hermanos. Te tienes que agarrar de eso porque si no crees en eso, pues de veras no eres hijo de Dios. So yo voy a decir, yo voy a creer que Él ya me conoció antes y ya tenía un propósito para mí. Me voy a agarrar de eso. Grab a hold of that. You guys say, you know what, I'm going to be that one that He knew ahead of time and He had a purpose for me. Now, if you're doubting that, then you got to get that fixed. But I'm going to grab a hold of that tonight or today. Hopefully you can grab a hold of it too. So then if that's the case, then there's other things that He did for me and for you. Si vas a creer eso, hay otras cosas que hizo para nosotros. Aquí vamos a leer. He says, moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called, and whom he called. So he called us. Okay? So you han sido llamados. Y puedes estar ahí diciendo, no, pues, no sé. Estás aquí, hermano. Hermana, estás aquí esta mañana. No es coincidencia que estás aquí. Puedes decir, no, para esto no es para mí. Hey, bueno, pues como los que estaban allí en el desierto 40 años, ok, síguele. Pero Dios ya tenía un propósito para ti. La cosa es que vas a tener que entender eso. Amén. So he goes, them he also justified. Thank you, Jesus, that he gave us the opportunity for salvation. Los justificó, hermano, en el bautismo, hermano, tenemos una oportunidad de ser justificados y gracias a Dios por eso, amén. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. Come on, who doesn't want to be glorified? Sometimes you're down and out, sometimes you're feeling overwhelmed, sometimes you feel like you're no good, but God says, I've glorified you already. Come on, I've already given you victory. Come on, it's like we could end it right there. He glorified you already. When you look in the mirror, say, I've been glorified. Oh, man. Instead of looking at the mirror as someone who's a quitter, a loser, a failure, because that's what the devil wants to see for you to see in the mirror. But you can say, you know what? I'm the Son of God, and I've been glorified. Woo! I feel like doing some black preacher stuff up here, like, give me a woo! Come on, somebody. Woo! And so, yeah, I know, but it feels like it, brother. Because I got to say, come on, somebody. You got to understand that we've been glorified. Amen. Amen, hermanos. God has lifted us up to a different level. I don't care what you think. I've been glorified. Hemos sido glorificados, hermanos. Porque ahí está Satanás siempre tumbándote, diciéndote que no eres suficiente, que no sirves. Estás ahí, cuando te miras ahí en el espejo, miras todas las faltas, miras todas las cosas que has hecho mal. Pero Dios nos dice, has sido glorificado. Yo te he glorificado. Y de ahí debes de agarrar ánimo, deseo de ser mejor. Porque la cosa, hermano, que si te estás viendo allí y estás siempre hablándote, pensando mal de usted mismo, te estás tumbando tú mismo. No te sientes suficiente. Estás ahí desanimado. Pero si estás ahí viendo, sabes que yo no me miro, pero yo sé que Dios me ha glorificado. Y vos sigue peleando la batalla. Vos sigue buscando su presencia. I don't care. I don't feel glorified. But God has told me I'm glorified. I'm going to be on that foundation of believing that I've been glorified. Amen. And you're going to shut the devil up in a New York manner, como dicen. Amen. Verse 31, what shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Amén, hermanos. Si Dios está con nosotros, ¿quién puede estar contra nosotros? Cuando estás poniendo, bueno, pones toda la palabra ahí junta, hermanos, y estás ahí entendiendo lo que Dios nos quiere decir, hermanos, comienzas a entender. Te comienza a dar más deseo de buscar a Dios. When you start to understand the word of God, you start to understand and all the pieces come together. And you know you're in a good place with God. Amen. Because, you know, many times we read the verse, if God is with us, who could be against us? And that's the verse we read. But you got to read ahead now. You've been picked. And you've been protected and blessed. And you've been glorified. Come on. That's the reason. So, hey, you know what? By the time you hear all that, man, you walking out of the rest like, that's, como dice, como se llama ese luchador, that fighter, he does that strut. Now, you guys don't, you know. Huh? McGregor. He walks out, every time he walks out to the battle, bien chocante el hombre. Van a salir de baño, ¿y qué tiene esta? Tu esposo va a salir calmadito, pero te vas a sentir fuerte. You're gonna feel good. You're gonna feel like that Conor McGregor. He's like, no one can beat me, because you know he believed in himself, right? Until he got beat. I'm just saying. But God Almighty, he ain't never been beat. And when he's on your side, I mean, you can walk with a little confidence, saying, you know what? I have the mighty God on my side. I don't care what's going on in my life. I'm feeling good about where I'm at. Amen. Because God's with you. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So if God is with us or for us, who can be against us? Si Dios está con nosotros, ¿quién puede estar contra nosotros? Tenemos el todo, hermanos. Tenemos el todo. We got everything on our side. Remember that. Build that foundation of that belief that God is with us. And if he's with you, nothing could be against you. Yes. Nothing could defeat you. Amen. Amen. But fight the good fight. Amen. Accept the unacceptable. The difficulties that are in your life. Porque van a pasar cosas, hermanos. Pero dar ahí después de seguir adelante. Amen. Ahí Hebreos 11:1, hermanos. Hallelujah. It says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Ahí, hermanos, es donde se nos cala, hermanos, porque estamos aquí con fe, hermanos. Cada uno de nosotros tenemos algo, un pequeñito de fe ahí. Porque si no creen que hay un Dios, pues no estuvieran aquí. Pero aquí están. So tienen fe, hermanos. Qué bonito. Porque Satanás nos quiere tumbar eso, nos quiere quitar eso, hermano. Pero ahí dice ahí, pero ahí, hermano, se enseña cuando crees algo, cuando estás buscando la presencia de Dios. Eso está enseñada, es like a sign of faith, amen. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. I hope and I believe in the word of God. Amen. Now, someone might think I'm crazy, you know, when they say, I just say, all things are good that happened to me. All things. And somebody, your neighbor might say, what are you all happy for? Your car just broke down, or your roof just got blown off, or your house just burned down. What are you happy about? You know what? It's all for a purpose. It's all for a purpose. And that's then you start to have that belief, that a faith is different. It contradicts what everybody else would say. Amen, hermanos. Yo me acuerdo, hermano, cuando ese hombre me habló, cuando se nos quemó la casa ahí. Y el siguiente día me dijo un hombre que estaba aquí, dijo, ¿sabes qué? Vi una paz en tu rostro. Porque se te estaba quemando la casa y como que no estabas ahí resonando en una manera que yo esperaba. Y yo, pues, y le dije, pues, gracias a Dios, a mí, porque ya hablado de esto, les he hablado de esto, que Dios me dio en ese momento, cuando venía ahí en el camino y estaba viendo todo el humo y la lumbre, se miraba de ahí del camino grande, Mount 281, y sabía que era mi casa, y se me estaba quemando mi casa. Pero en ese momento Dios me estaba dando palabras, escritura, y se me vino una calma. Lo principal para mí era mi familia, que estuvieran todos bien. Y la casa, pues, es la casa, se puede ser otra. Y gracias a Dios por mi hermano yo, que me hizo otra, amén. Pero Dios me dio una paz. Y es cuando yo me doy cuenta, hermanos, y yo sé que cada uno vamos a pasar por cosas. Y en esos momentos, qué bonito cuando sentemos la paz de Dios, el consuelo de Dios. Amén. Es cuando te das cuenta y estás agradecido que conoces a Dios. You know, it's in those moments when you need God. Because I mean, I remember that man told me, that, you know, he was here the day the house was burning, and he came to me the next day. He goes, you know, and he started crying. He started crying. He goes, you know, Lorenzo, I just saw this peace that you had in your demeanor. He says, I never expected someone to react the way you're reacting. And I said, well, praise the Lord, you know, it's the house and this and that. She was talking to him, and he just started crying. He goes, I just felt something, and I just wanted to come and tell you. I said, well, God bless you. I go, God, you know, was talking to me, and he gave me scriptures to console me and all these different things, and I'm thankful that I have word to be able to go to. And I wasn't looking for those words. They just started coming to me. And that's what's beautiful about it. Amen. And so it's beautiful. And I know we've experienced that at times. I know that when we go through things, we there's words that come to us. And that's great. But we got to keep digging for more words. And we got to keep remembering God's promises. Because there's going to be moments of darkness, of sadness, that the devil's going to prepare you. And he's going to start to darken your connection to God. He's going to start making you feel disconnected. And then he's going to really attack you. And then you're not going to have, you're going to be so cold that you're not even going to know it. But thank God that we have his word. Gracias a Dios que tenemos su palabra, hermanos, y nos puede sostener en los momentos difíciles. Amén, hermanos. Aleluya. So again, we'll read, see, we're on verse 1, right? So now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And then we turn to James 2:17, ahí en Santiago 2:17, hermanos. Even so, faith, if it hath no works, is dead being alone. Porque mucha gente dice, hermanos, yo amo a Dios. Yo amo a Dios. Y con eso es para ellos es suficiente. Pero no están su fundamento no está en la palabra de Dios. No están haciendo la voluntad de Dios. Los mandatos de Dios. Es más está haciendo un ruido. They're just making a noise when they say, because there's people who just say, you know, I love God, I serve God, but their actions speak differently. Their works speak differently. They don't have a relationship with God. They're not doing what God has asked them to do. Amen? And we got to be careful, especially the young people. Don't get accustomed to say, oh, yeah, I go to church, and you feel good, and you feel adequate enough. No, you got to do what God's asking you to do. It's not good enough just saying, I serve God and God's been good to me and it's an emotional experience, because one day you're going to get hit with a very difficult situation, and that's when you need to have the foundation of God. Amen. So verse 18 says, yea, a man may say, thou hast faith and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show you thee my faith by my works. By my works. So puedes estar ahí hablando, mano, y se oye, pues bonito, pero si no estás haciéndolo, con eso lo puedes enseñar que tienes fe. Oír a esa persona, le estás pasando todo esto y todavía tiene un gozo. Todavía está ahí confiado que Dios está ahí con él. Eso estás enseñando. No, y puedes estar ahí hablando, oh, hermano, gózate. Y luego algo te pasa y estás ahí, ¿por qué, Dios? ¿Qué pasó? Eso le estás enseñando que no tienes fe. I'm sorry, I don't know how, don't get hurt, but that's the truth. And if you're that person that's wishy-washy, that gets moved around like that, then you got to fix that. There's just no other way around it. Si eres esa clase de persona que cuando algo pasa y estás ahí gozoso cuando todo está bien, aleluya y gloria a Dios y Dios es tan bueno, y luego algo pasa, se te queda una uña. ¿Por qué, Dios? ¿Apenas para qué? ¿Para que me la cierran? Ay, contando alguna cosa tan pequeña. Hoy está lloviendo. ¡Apenas lavé el carro ayer! ¿Por qué, Dios? ¿Por qué me haces esto? Las cosas más pequeñas. I know I'm making a joke of it, but sometimes that's what it looks like. We make such a big deal. We're all up and all motivated and excited. Oh, God, thank you for this. And thank you for this because things are going good. And then you break your fingernail. And you just had them done yesterday. You spent that $60, whatever it is that you all spend. Like, I just spent it. Why, God? Why you saved up for 2 weeks? Now I can't go back. For the smallest things. That's how we are. Because in God's eyes, he says, you're getting all worked up for the smallest things. I ain't talking about nails. I mentioned it, but it could be like different things in our lives are going on. And you're over there like all bent out of shape, contemplating whether, you know, you should be in the things of God. He's like, what's your problem? You're getting all worked up and deciding to quit on the smallest thing. It ain't small, God is big. No, it's really small. It's small. ¿Qué nos pasa, hermanos? ¿Están bien calladitos? Hijo, ¿cómo se pone bien calladito? Yo tengo un don, hermanos. Yo tengo un don de que llegan y entro ahí en el cuarto y dice, así no era mi papá, hermanos. Y más entraba él y los callábamos todos los muchachos. ¿Qué pasó? Los oí ahí hablando y gritando y yo entré yo y se callaron todos. Es porque nos vas a dar unas buenas porque estamos hablando afuera de. Yeah, he knew. But we gotta believe it, hermanos. And we gotta believe it in the moments of difficulty. Amen. And we have to have that same joy. Amen. And that's how you show God your faith. Así no le vamos a enseñar a Dios nuestro fe, hermanos, cuando nos podemos gozar en lo más la cosa más difícil, hermanos. Eso va a mover esas montañas, amén. Tenemos que tener esa clase de fe, hermanos. Como dice ahí Cristo, ahí Mateos 17:14, hermanos. There in Matthew 17:14, we have to have that kind of faith, amén. And it don't have to be big. And like Jesus says here, and when they were come to the multitude, there came to him a certain man, kneeling down to him, and saying, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is a lunatic and sore vexed, and oftentimes he falleth into the fire and oft into the water. And I brought him to thy disciples, and they could not cure him. Then Jesus answered and said, O faithless and perverse generations, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him hither to me. That's a pretty hard thing to hear. Ahí es una cosa difícil. Cristo les dije ahí, les dije, unos, no sé cómo se dice en español, pero una generación incredule, dula, y perversa. Le estaba diciendo a ellos, hermanos, lo que estaban tratando de hacer el trabajo de Dios. Porque algo les faltaba, hermanos. Porque yo me estaban ahí, vamos a seguir jugando la religión. No estaban preparados. They weren't ready. And so, you know, we could pretend. And we could, you know, pretend that we've got it, but it's going to come out. And sometimes God has to rebuke us. And that's a hard thing to hear. You know, you're faithless. It says faithless and perverse generation. He's telling the disciples this. He goes, but we're doing your work. We're ministering. We're praying. We're prophesying. You know, we're going to church. We're doing a choir. We're doing all this. You're faithless and perverse generation. Because when the problem presented itself, you didn't have the power to get over it. Cuando se presentó el problema ahí, hermanos, porque te puedes estar ahí justificándote. No, ¿cómo? Vengo a la iglesia, doy mis diezmos, siempre estoy hablando de usted, Dios. No, soy una persona bien fiel en todo, Dios. Y luego te dice, eres un perverso. Si te falta fe. ¿Cómo te vas a sentir ahí? Vas a estar ahí, Elizabeth. Vas a estar ahí todo lastimado. Pero así es, hermanos, a veces. Porque si no puedes, hermanos, si no estás preparado, va a llegar ese momento que se te va a presentar enfrente de ti y vas a caer. Por eso Dios les hablaba así, hermanos, porque no estaban preparados y los quería preparar. Jesus wanted to prepare them. He wasn't going to sugarcoat it. Hey, it's okay, guys. You gave it a good effort. Hey, no, you didn't do it. Because you're not prepared. You're hearing me, but you're not hearing me. How long do I have to be here with you telling you over and over and over again? But you, when the moment presents itself, you fall. You're unsuccessful. It's hard to hear. But how about us when we're in the middle of it? We've been hearing it over. Fight the good fight. Amen, hermano. ¿Qué pasó, hermano? No, estoy bien enojado, hermano. Como que ya no quiero venir. ¿Qué pasó, hermano? El mismo que estaba ahí gritando. ¿Y ya estás pensando dejar las cosas de Dios? ¿Qué pasó? What happened? Are you in the fight or not? Are you going to accept the unacceptable or not? Because there's going to be moments of difficulty in your life. But if you're going to be wishy-washy and only when it's good, I serve God with everything that I got, but when it's not, everything goes blank. It's not good. I'm sorry, but it, that's not what we want. We want to be a faithful generation. A church that's built on the rock. A church that believes and is not moved. Amen, hermanos. And then it says, and Jesus rebuked the devil, and he departed out of him. And the child was cured from that very hour. The power of Jesus. Amen, hermanos. Then came the disciples to Jesus apart and said, why could not we cast him out? So they went to the side, you know, not in front of everybody. Oops, not in front of everybody. They took him to the side. Hey, so what would happen here? Why couldn't we do it? And Jesus says unto them, because of your unbelief. Because of your unbelief. For verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of a mustard seed, ye shall say unto that mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove. And nothing shall be impossible unto you. Howbeit this kind goeth not out but prayer and fasting. The size of a mustard seed, what they consider the smallest seed in Israel at the time. So he wanted to make sure you got the point. It doesn't take much faith. That's like pretty big. So if I have that, just that amount, I can do a lot. No se lleva tanta fe, hermanos. Pero esta gente, esos discípulos en ese momento estaban fallando, hermanos. Porque estaban movidos por emoción. No estaban fundidos en la palabra porque estaba ahí, les hablaba, les decía palabras de pues, el Dios Todopoderoso ahí hablando con ellos, hermanos. Viendo los milagros, viendo tantas cosas, pero les faltaba fe. En ese momento a creer que es posible. So les doy el ejemplo de la semilla de mostaza, una de las más pequeñas de esa área, para que entendieran, no se lleva tanto. Si estás ahí pensando, pues es que batallo, es que no puedo, es que no quieres, es que no quieres. So if you're over there, you know, if you're over there like, oh, my brother, it's so tough, brother. It's hard. It's so overwhelming. It's because you don't want to. Because it doesn't take much. It doesn't take much. So when you're there like, I'm tired of this. I don't know. It got quiet again, man. It's amazing. It's amazing. I don't have good hearing, but I can hear when it goes quiet. I can hear the fan of this thing up here, the light. I can hear the fan running. And when I hear the fan, I know it's quiet in here. Woo! Hallelujah. I know, hermano. It's a hard word sometimes. Because it checks us. Yo sé que es difícil, hermano, porque nos está examinando, hermanos. A mí no me gusta, hermano. Estoy aquí hablando aquí, hijo. Cállate la boca. Vamos a pasarle ahí. Dios es amor. Pero no, así no está pasando, hermanos. Y es la verdad, hermanos. ¿Para qué queremos estar en una mentira? Mejor, ¿para qué? Yo siempre decía cuando estaba chiquito, mano, porque cuando mi papá ahí, nos estaba ahí hablando de las cosas de Dios y nos predicaba y en los cultos, yo me decía entre mí, yo no quiero estar en una cosa que es falsa. Yo no quiero gastar mi tiempo. Yo quiero saber que hay, de veras hay un Dios. Yo, como, yo tengo que tener esa relación con Dios. Yo estaba buscando eso. Porque yo sabía que no podía mantenerme en la fe de mi papá. Porque él tiene mucha fe, tiene mucho amor para las cosas de Dios. Y era buenito, me ayudó mucho. Pero yo sabía que un día no iba a estar aquí. Yo tenía que mantenerme yo mismo. So, yo estaba buscando algo. Enséñame Dios. Y la cosa que me enseñó que es, pues mi palabra ahí está todo. Está todo. Pero no es fácil, yo lo entiendo. Pero si estoy allí con ese pensamiento, no es fácil. Se va a batallar. Pues sí, pero con Dios es fácil. No se puede sacar vuelta, hermanos. Le queremos sacar vuelta, le queremos estar ahí con achaques. Ay, no se puede, no puedo, esto, lo otro. Pero sí, sí puede, hermanos. Si buscas y estás plantado en la palabra de Dios. It's possible. If you're in the foundation of God. If you're truly looking for God. So the size of a mustard seed, it's all it is. Tiny little thing. So if your faith is that, you can do all things. So when you're next time you're there and boy, you want to go off the deep end, you say, you know what, God? I got to have more than. Carry a. Let's get some mustard seeds ordered. And we all carry them around. So you can look back like, hijo, man, am I really that? I mean, I don't even have that much faith? Man, that's pathetic. Right? Get a jar of mustard seed and it'd probably still not be a lot. Ahí vamos a comprar esas semillas de mostaza, vamos a llevarlos ahí en el carro. Y cuando estás ahí pensando que estás así, ay, se me va a mirar todo. Y vas a ver esa pequeñita semilla y vas a decir, ay, no puedo tener más fe que esa semilla. I can't have more faith than that little seed. Come on, man. It's like, really? Amen, hermanos. Hallelujah. In verse, and then if we turn to Matthew 16:24. Hallelujah. Mateo 16:24, hermanos. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Famoso versículo, hermanos. Pero es algo importante. Tienes que llevar tu cruz. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. And whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. Vas a tener ganancia cuando buscas y entregas tu vida a Dios. Amén, hermanos. For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? ¿Qué valor es, hermanos? Si estás ahí trabajando tan duro para ganar en este mundo, para sostener tu familia y esto y lo otro, y estás ahí pensando, tengo que hacer esto, que tengo que hacer otro, pero te estás perdiendo tu misma salvación. ¿Qué valor tiene eso? ¿No estás viendo el retrato, como dicen, el retrato grande? You're not seeing the big picture. If you're too busy trying to establish your success here on earth, your success needs to be established in heaven. Amen. And you're going to see the success here on earth, I promise you. Amen. I promise you, you're going to see the success here on earth if you establish yourself on focusing on your success in heaven. First, seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all the things will be added unto you. Primero buscar las cosas de Dios y su justicia, y todo se va a dar, te lo va a dar, hermanos. Las cosas que es necesario, lo que te falta. Amén. Vamos a primeramente buscar la presencia de Dios y su justicia. Y vas a ver un cambio en tu vida. You're going to see a difference in your life when you first see God. It's going to be a difference, amen. And it's going to give you a better feel. You're going to be able to see things differently. You're going to be able to walk through life differently when you're seeking God and putting him first. Vas a poder pasar por la vida más contento, hermanos, con un deseo, hermanos, sabiendo que Dios está contigo. Amén. Y te va a sostener y te va a ayudar. Allí en Lucas 9:72. Praise the Lord. Amen. At least Zara's over there saying something. Praise the Lord. Luke 9:62 says, and Jesus said unto him, no man having put his hand on the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God. Ya cuando estás ahí, hermano, te agarras de las cosas de Dios. Si vas a hacer el trabajo bien, yo nunca he sido ese trabajo, hermano, pero me practicaba mi papá de cuando estaba en el tractor, los practicaba, los que estaban aquí, y estaba ahí siendo los ahí, ¿cómo se dicen? Ya, yeah, pero. Thank you, brother. Ahí está, ahí, no sé cómo dicen, ahí para plantar la semilla, hermano. Los surcos, gracias. Ahí les decía ahí el hombre, tienes que estar ahí fijándote ahí con y viendo derecho. Y si estás ahí buscando, ahí no poniendo atención, van a llevar todos los surcos ahí, todos huecos. Y peor, viendo para atrás, imagínate cómo vas a ir. Y la palabra de Dios nos dice, hermanos, si te vas a agarrar de las cosas de Dios, para enfrente, hermanos. No te estás ahí pensando, hijo, cómo me gustaba cómo estaban las cosas allá antes. Y hijo, cómo le he hecho menos a esto. ¿Qué esperas de tu vida? ¿Vas a estar ahí por donde quiera? Se va a ver feo de las destrezas. Yo pasando por ahí voy a decir, es que qué clase de farmer es este, ranchero es este, no sabe cómo poner unas líneas. Porque has visto los que van derechitos, hermanos, están de qué. They're cool. I mean, when they're straight like that, they're like, wow, that's. But can you imagine, if you've ever seen those where they're all like, man, that guy needs some practice. So now, if you're that person, and someone walking by says, that brother needs a little help. Today he's here, today I'm over here, over there, tomorrow he's over here. Then it's like, he needs to keep his eye on the prize. Tenemos que enfocar, hermanos, en Dios. Y cuando te pones todo tu vista en Dios, hermanos, vas a ir derecho. Amén, hermanos. No es algo difícil para entender. Para mí no. Ojalá que para usted. I mean, it's like really elementary stuff. It's not that complicated. I mean, you know that commercial from what's that? Even a caveman can do it. From what was the name of that? This is like really elementary stuff. Even you can get it, Gabe. Okay. You can walk a straight line by just putting your focus there and not looking back. Amen. What's your excuse? What's my excuse? ¿Qué achaque puedo tener? Es que no pude, no es que no estabas haciendo lo que te mandé, que hicieras. Te dije que mires para adelante, no para los lados, no para atrás. Amen. Por eso fuiste a chueco. Oh, es cierto. La receta de la tener victoria, hermanos. It's the recipe for success. For victory. It's a beautiful thing. Amén, hermanos. Es una cosa bonita, hermanos. Si hacemos eso. Un ejemplo, hermanos, que alguien que voltó para atrás, ahí la esposa de Lot, ahí en Génesis 19, 17. Dios le había dicho, no miren para atrás. It says, and it came to pass when they had brought them forth abroad that he said, escape for thy life. Escape for thy life. I read this, I thought, man, look, he's talking to them about their life. To not die. He's telling them the instructions to get out, to survive. Look not behind thee, neither stay thou in all thy plain. Escape to the mountain, lest thou be consumed. Le está dando ahí la dirección o los mandatos que hicieran para escapar la muerte, hermanos. Dios nos está hablando esta mañana cómo podemos escapar la muerte. La muerte de la eternidad, hermanos. Si quieres tener victoria, si quieres tener éxito, you want to have victory and overcome, do these things. Now he's telling them, get out of here. Get out. It's going to be dead. You're going to die if you don't get out. God's telling us, get out of the world. Amen. Get out of the world. Don't look back. Amen. Get out. Leave it behind. Because if not, you're going to get consumed. Amen. And then in verse 26, it says, but his wife looked back from behind him, and she became a pillar of salt. She was told, like all of us are being told, you know, all of us are now prisoners of this. Cada uno de nosotros somos prisioneros de esta palabra esta mañana. Puedes estar ahí más allá, you know, un año después, a lo mejor ya nunca vienes para acá o no, ya nunca nos vemos, pero una cosa, vas a seguir de aquí prisionero de esta palabra. No vas a poder decir a Dios, no sabía, no sabes, ahora sí sabes. Dios quiere que lleves un camino derecho, que lo sigues. Si estás ahí, que sí, eso no es lo que quiere Dios. Quieres que camines en un camino derecho. Ahora eres prisionero de eso. Hallelujah, I love it. I'm not the only prisoner here, we're all prisoners today. Amen. And it's good. Es la vida, hermanos. Es la pan de vida. Amen. It's the bread of life. And that's a great thing. Amen. Praise the Lord. I heard this story. Well, I'm going to read this first. 2 Timothy 4:1. Ahí en 2 Timoteo 4:1 nomás. Ya me lo terminamos. Amen. I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, whom shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they shall not endure sound doctrine. But after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itchy ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. But watch though thou in all things, endure afflictions. Do the work of an evangelist. Make full proof of thy ministry. For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. Do thy diligence to come shortly unto me. Amén, hermanos. A los que aman a Dios y la venida de Dios, hermanos, nos va a dar un regalo, hermanos. Da una promesa para nosotros. Pero tenemos que pelear la buena batalla, hermanos. We got to fight the good fight. I heard this story and it moved my heart. And this is where the kind of the message came from. This man was given a testimony. He's not a Christian. He didn't look like he was a Christian. He didn't act like it. About his brother. He says his brother got a call because there was a fight going on. He was an amateur fighter. And the champion and the Golden Glove champion, the guy that was going to fight him, got hurt and he had to drop out. So they were looking for a replacement. And so they called around and they found this guy. And he said, hey, are you interested in coming to fight? It's at the New York, the Garden, what is it called? It's a famous place. Madison Square Garden. Amen. He goes, hey, this is a great opportunity to promote my name and to be a man. It's like a dream come true. He goes, I'll go. He had just broke his hand, so he hadn't been able to practice. And he wasn't even a fight. He wasn't even a boxer. He was more of a wrestler. But he had just broke his hand. But he goes, I'll go. He goes, hey, man, I'm going to get an opportunity to go to Madison Square Garden, fight in Madison Square Garden. That's like a dream. So este hombre, hermanos, estaban ahí, hermanos, estaban buscando, iba a haber una pleita ahí de boxing ahí en Nueva York. Y el hombre que estaba, el campeón de los Golden Gloves, que iba a pelear, se lastimó. So no, iban a cancelar el pleito, la lucha, pero estaban buscando a alguien que podía venir a pelear con este hombre, el campeón. Y estaban ahí hablando y le hablaron a este muchacho, a este hombre, y les preguntaron, hey, ¿estás interesado de venir a pelear? Él no estaba preparado, hermano. Apenas se iba a lastimar, se iba a quebrar la mano. No estaba practicando o preparando. Pero dijo, hey, yeah. Pues ahí en Nueva York, donde está todo es una oportunidad para mí para enseñar lo que tengo. Y luego, pero no tenía mucha oportunidad de ganar, porque era el campeón, hermanos. He didn't have much. He knew. He goes, I know. He knew going in, it's going to be a battle, and I ain't going to win. There's no chance. But I'm going to go and promote myself. And so he goes to New York, and he's there, and he's fighting. And round one comes, and he goes through the whole. And he's just getting beat up. He's like a punching bag. I mean, he's just getting. I mean, every he's just bad. So está hermano, la primer round, y lo están golpeando, mano, tienen a puro golpe, no está, se mira mal la cosa. Y va ahí a la esquina donde hablan después de la first round, y le dijo al trainer, no pares el pleito, no lo pares, no tires la blanca, toalla. Yo me van a tener que llevar en ahí una stretcher, o me van a tener que matar, pero no me vas a, no tires la blanca toalla. So he says, don't you, you know, he's getting beat up. His face is already starting to show signs of a bad fight. And he tells, when the first round ends, he goes and he tells the trainer, hey, look, don't you stop this fight. Don't you dare stop it. I'm going to go the distance unless they carry me out on a stretcher or he knocks me out. But I'm not going to, do not throw that white flag, the towel. Round two, and it just keeps going. Round three, and it keeps going, and all the way. I mean, and every time he comes to the corner, he just like, don't you. But they're not saying much, because he's like, y cada, se, de, que les quedó las costillas. Estaba ahí, lo estaba golpeando bien feo, hermanos. Y ahí iba otra vez, peleando. Y ahí estaba. Y terminó el pleito, hermano. He finished the fight. And every round got worse. I mean, he got beat. His eyes, both eyes were swollen. He broken ribs. I mean, he was a mess. And he just kept saying, don't you stop this fight. And he kept going and going every time until he finished all rounds. So, he says, I didn't expect to win, but I wasn't going to give up. So he goes home and he gets a letter from the referee of the fight. He says, I just want to tell you, I've refereed a lot of champions, 30-something champions in my time of being a referee. And you're the one who's shown more courage, more fight, more courtesy. You were a gentleman the whole time. I mean, he should give all these compliments. He's got the letter right there. He's reading it. He goes, I just want to tell you, you're a champion in my mind. So este hombre, cuando ya se fue para la casa, después de unos meses, recibió una carta del que era el referee. Y le dijo allí, nomás te quiere decir que yo he visto, yo he estado ahí, referee, de juez de muchas pleitas, muchos pleitos. Y yo nunca he visto, ya he estado ahí con 39 campeones. Y tú eres un campeón en mis ojos, porque como te portaste, no fuiste por vencido, estuviste ahí peleando hasta el fin. Y te portaste como con respeto, porque mucha gente puede estar ahí hablando cosas y no, tú te portaste muy bien. Y entonces te quiero decir que tuviste un impacto en mi vida y que Dios te bendiga. Es lo que está, okay, so ese hombre está hablando de esto. So this guy's talking about his brother. And he says, then he gives a date. I don't remember the date. But he goes, my brother and my family were going to come and see me from one place to another right there in Utah. And there was a sandstorm. And he goes, they got caught up in the sandstorm. So the highway got completely covered. And five of my family got killed that day. I lost five of my family. He goes, my wife, my two kids, he had three, but one of them survived, and my brother and his kid, his son. He says, and so every day I wake up and I feel like I've been knocked down. But I know that I have to fight. And I'm not going to throw in the white towel. I'm going to keep going every day until I get knocked out, or I'm going to just finish it. Now, that's a man on this earth talking. He didn't reference any Bible. He didn't reference any scriptures. And I'm thinking to myself, what's wrong with me? Why don't I have that kind of attitude? I mean, because he has every reason to quit. He lost his wife and two kids like that. And his brother, who he loved, and he just admired his brother. Just like that, he lost them. He was over there waiting for them to show up, and they never showed up, and then finally got the call. Hey, we got some bad news. We've lost this. And it's like, where would we be if something like that happened? God, I'm done. How could you do this to me? He said, I remember my brother. He says, you know what? He just kept on fighting. He beaten up, one thing after another, broken rib this time, another broken rib, you know, busted eye. I mean, and he never quit. Nunca se dio por vencido su hermano. Y se estaba acordando de todo. En ese mismo día, cuando tuvo ese accidente, su hermano y su familia, cinco de ellos se murieron más en ese día. Su esposa y dos hijos de él, y luego su hermano y un hijo de su hermano. Y todo, se le volteó todo completamente la vida, you know, en ese momento todo cambió. Pero este hombre dijo, no tiene que ver, venga lo que venga, yo tengo que pelear la batalla. Despierto en las mañanas y ya, yo más despertando, ya tengo un golpe allí esperándome porque mi esposa no está allí. Mis hijos no están allí. Imagínate todos los días, digo, esto que me levanto con un golpe ya me está. Can you imagine? I wake up and I already got a punch thrown at me because my wife's not next to me. Then I walk out and my two kids, his daughter, his baby girl, he goes, that was my girl. She's gone. So I'm already behind the eight ball. But I have to fight. Tengo que pelear. Y estaba pensando en esa carta, hermanos, que mandó ahí el juez de la lucha. Qué bonito estuviéramos si Dios nos está escribiendo una carta así de nosotros. Pasaste por muchas cosas. Los golpes, los problemas, pero sigues peleando. No hablaste mal de nadie. No estabas ahí repelando, murmurando. Y más seguías adelante. Venían los golpes y ahí estabas peleando, siguiendo adelante. Qué bonito estuviéramos si Dios nos está escribiendo una carta así de nosotros, un testimonio de nosotros. What a beautiful thing. You know, I think about that card, that letter, you know. I thought, you know, that's like God saying, wouldn't it be awesome if God's writing a letter about you, Joe? Man, Joe, I just want to tell you that you just were awesome. You know, you went through this and you just got back up. You got kicked and you got back up. Your attitude was awesome. You inspired me. Can you imagine? We got to fight the good fight. Amen. This is someone who didn't believe in God. Based on his communication, he didn't recite any scripture. He didn't say anything. He said some foul language, but he didn't, you know, so he tells me, you know. And how am I? ¿Cómo estoy yo? ¿Estoy listo de pelear la buena batalla, hermanos? De pasar lo que pase, voy a seguir adelante. Tengo que ser, hermanos. Tenemos que ser esas clases de personas. Y vamos a ver cosas maravillosas pasar en nuestras vidas. Amen, hermanos. We're going to see victory in our lives. Amen. Like never before. Amen. We're going to overcome what is not acceptable in our lives. We're going to be able to say, you know what? Yeah, the world thinks this is crazy, but I'm taking it. I'm accepting it. I don't like that my family died, but I'm going to take it. I'm not going to quit. God, can you imagine? So your things might be going on in your life that you might not agree with or you might not understand, but accept it. Amen. Embrace it. Amen. And know that God's going to do something great in it. Amen, hermanos. Amen. Praise the Lord. Why don't we stand up, hermanos? ¿Por qué nos paramos, hermanos? Vamos a orar, hermanos. Hallelujah. I'm going to ask the group to pass up. Los que gustan a pasar, hermanos, pueden pasar. Es voluntariamente. Si Dios ahí les ha puesto un deseo, hermanos, de mejorar en esto, pues vengan a pedir a Dios que les dé las fuerzas. Amen. If God's touched you in a way this morning that, you know, reminds you of things that you need to do better, well, come up to the front and ask God to give you that strength. Amen. It's a common struggle, hermanos. Es algo común, hermanos, que pasamos. Pero yo sé que Dios nos puede dar la victoria, hermanos. Nos puede dar las fuerzas. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm going to ask the group to start praying the psalm. I'm going to pray. Amen. Vamos a orar esta mañana, hermanos, a pedir a Dios que nos ayude. Amen. Lord, we come before you, Jesus. We come before you, Lord, asking you to help us to accept the unacceptable, Lord. The things that are difficult and challenging in our lives, Lord, the things that turn our lives upside down and don't sometimes make sense to us, Lord, help us to understand and accept these things as an opportunity, Lord, for us to grow. An opportunity, Lord, to be glorified. An opportunity, Lord, to show your wonderfulness in our lives, Lord. That we may show our faith, Lord, that we may show that we are truly founded on your rock, Lord, on your word, and that nothing will move us, Jesus. Take away that wishy-washiness, Lord. Take away the inconsistency in our life, the things, Lord, that keep us from giving you our absolute best. Help us, Lord, to trust in you more and more, Lord. That when adversity presents itself, Lord, that we reject it, we don't accept it, and we don't even consider even murmuring or complaining about knowing that you are in control, Jesus. Cuando nos llega ahí un problema, Dios, cuando llega ahí una cosa que nos quiere tumbar, que nos recordamos de tu palabra preciosa. Y que nos puede entrar ahí un gozo en ese momento, una paz, una claridad que sabemos que estás haciendo algo en nuestras vidas. Que no seamos movidos por como ahí en el mar, Dios, ahí sabiendo que ahí fundado en tu palabra, Dios. Establecidos en tu palabra, venga lo que venga, no vamos a ser movidos. Ayúdanos, Dios, para ser esa gente que has llamado, que escogiste antes que el fundamento de Dios, de este mundo, Dios. You knew us and picked us, Lord, before the creation of this earth, Lord. Help us to learn and appreciate those things, Jesus. Help us to fight the good fight, Lord. Not to get so quickly shook up and moved and discouraged, Jesus. But to fight, Lord, with a desire, Lord, with an understanding, Lord, that your word is true. That your word is the bread of life, Jesus. Tu palabra es la vida, de vida, el pan de vida, Dios. Por eso es importante estar aquí en tu presencia, Dios, en tu casa, buscando esa palabra de vida. Ayúdanos para entender eso, Dios. Help us, Lord, to understand, Lord, that your word is the bread of life, Lord, and that's why it's necessary, Lord, to be planted in your house, Jesus. To hear your word, the word of life, Jesus. Because sometimes it comes at us, Lord, in a way that we don't want it, and we don't like it, Lord, because it moves us, it shakes us, it stirs up the things that are in us that shouldn't be in us, Lord. And we thank you for having given us a place to come, Lord, and to be sifted and cleared of these things, Lord. Te damos gracias por esta casa, Dios, donde nos ha dado para poder venir a recibir tu palabra, Dios. Es importante estar plantados en tu casa, Dios, para escuchar tu palabra. Pero aquí, estando aquí, Dios, nos mandas las palabras y nos mueve el corazón, nos molesta, lo estamos ahí, pues no sentándonos bien, porque sabemos que sabes lo que tenemos en nuestro corazón. Nos estás hablando y te damos gracias por eso, por el mensaje. Por el aviso, el recuerdo que de las cosas que tenemos de ser, que tenemos que ser para estar en buenos pasos. We thank you, Lord, for your word, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the reminder, Lord, of the things we need to do, Lord, to be in good ways with you, Jesus. A reminder, Lord, of the things, Lord, that are in us, Lord, that shouldn't be in us, Lord. If we're so quickly moved, Lord, and discouraged and upset and forget, Lord, your word, Jesus, in those moments of confusion, of anger, of frustration, of hurt, of pain, of whatever those different emotions that come against us, Lord, help us, Lord, to quickly understand, Lord, that you are there with us. You've not left us nor have forsaken us, Jesus. Even though we might feel separated from you in that moment, Lord, you're there. You're still faithful, Lord. You're still consistent, Jesus. It's us, Lord, that are lacking, Jesus. Help us, Lord, to be those people, Lord Jesus, that don't lack anymore. Help us to be those people, Lord, with that unspeakable joy. With that unspeakable joy that no matter what comes our way, Lord, your word is truth and your word is our foundation, Jesus. I ask you to bless each and every one of my brothers and sisters here this morning, Lord. Te pido que bendigas todos los que están aquí esta mañana, Dios. Que los bendigas, Dios, y que les nos des más sabiduría, Dios. Más deseo de buscar tu presencia, Dios. que estemos ahí fundado en tu palabra, Dios. So, cuando viene algo contra nosotros, que vamos a estar establecidos, no moviéndonos ahí, Dios, porque sabemos que estás con nosotros y no los has dejado. You haven't left us, Lord, and you haven't forsaken us, Jesus. Te pido para cada uno de nosotros. I ask you for each and every one of us, Lord. For those who are listening on the radio or on YouTube, Lord, I ask you to bless them as well, Lord. Help them to get here, Lord, to get planted in your house, Jesus. This is where it's necessary, Lord, to be, Lord. To be planted, Lord, near the rivers of living water, Jesus. So that we can be refreshed and strengthened, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We ask this all in your precious and your holy name, Jesus Christ. And we give you thanks, Lord, for your promises, Lord. We give you thanks for your word, Lord. We give you thanks for choosing us, Lord, way ahead of time, Lord. and for glorifying us, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We don't deserve to be glorified, but you see something in us, Lord, that's unique and special, Lord. And we thank you for glorifying us, Lord, for lifting us up from the ashes, Lord, and for giving us that opportunity, Lord, to be called your sons and your daughters, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. Help us, Lord, to walk out of here knowing that we're glorified, that we're more than victorious, Lord Jesus. We're more than conquerors, Jesus. Because if you're with us, Lord, who can be against us? Si estás con nosotros, ¿quién puede estar contra nosotros, Dios? Gracias por tu palabra, Dios. Gracias por la victoria, Dios. Y por todo lo que haces. En tu nombre pedimos todo esto, Jesucristo. Te damos gracias por todo. Amén.